This Health Ranger Report Pandemic Podcast is brought to you by naturalnews.com for uncensored reporting and healthrangerstore.com for lab-tested preparedness supplies such as storable food, full-face medical masks, biostructured silver first aid gel, and iodine, only while supplies last.
In the propaganda battle of real news versus fake news, it's interesting to note who has been accurate about the coronavirus pandemic. Because as of today, I noticed that the Wall Street Journal is now catching up to the news that we reported at Natural News 2 weeks ago. And it's the same story across the media. The mainstream media is catching up to the independent media, which was correct and accurate and first about all this news. So, for example, China just last night announced a 33% surge in the number of officially recorded infections. Now, before that surge, virtually the entire mainstream media was saying that this infection is waning, it's over, it's already peaked, China has it under control, and it's not going to spread outside of China, and there's nothing to worry about. They've been saying that for, 2 to 3 weeks. It's all been propaganda. Now, today, they're saying, oh my God, it's exploding in China, it's completely out of control. The number of infections outside of China is 523 as of this recording. It's probably more by the time you hear this. And on top of that, the CDC now says that this is going to inevitably have community outbreaks in America, which means it's going to spread across America. And there's another Homeland Security biowarfare expert who just testified before the Senate yesterday who said, yep, we should prepare for thousands of cases in the United States, not just these onesies and twosies that have broken out so far. Well, guess who told you all this first? Before the CDC, before Homeland Security, before the New York Times, before CNN. It was naturalnews.com and infowars.com and other independent media outlets that are all indexed at censored.news. People like Dave Hodges and Michael Snyder, Max Slavo at shtfplan.com. We were all telling you the truth weeks ago. And yet we are the ones who are labeled fake news. What a joke. We're the real news. We're the real news that tells you the truth before the mainstream media tells you the truth. You already know that. That's why you're listening to this podcast. It's just worth, underscoring it, because sometimes maybe you try to share a natural news story with somebody who isn't familiar with all this information. And they say, oh, I heard natural news is fake news because, some browser plugin told them that or something. That's stupid. You're going to let the tech industry tell you what's real and what's fake when the tech industry is actively censoring people who talk about vaccines or big pharma or the truth about the pandemic or preparedness or websites that love America and that want strong borders, that want to crack down on illegal immigration and sanctuary cities? That's who's being censored. Or if you speak out against transgenderism and the routine child abuse in the name of progressivism, yeah, you're censored. You're labeled fake news, when in fact, you're the most real news that our world has to offer today. The real news is censored. The fake news is given awards, Pulitzer Prizes, for faking the news. That's insane. But look, the bottom line is, this world is undergoing a massive Darwin Award event right now. This pandemic is an IQ test to see who's dumb enough to believe the media and not prepare and end up getting killed by it versus those people who are smart enough to read and listen to the independent media to get prepared, to know what's coming, and then to survive. Look, think about this. Stupid people are waiting around for a vaccine from Big Pharma because they think only a vaccine can stop a virus, which is an insanely ignorant belief system. Since the world is full of natural molecules from foods and herbs and supplements that halt viral replication in the body. But the average person doesn't know that because they're completely just isolated from reality. So they think that only a vaccine can save them. So they'll wait around for 18 months for a vaccine that'll probably be laced with live virus, by the way, and other toxic elements like aluminum. They'll wait around. They might die while waiting, and then they'll take the vaccine, and that might kill them too. So it's an IQ test. Actually, I've said this before. We're looking at a global depopulation vector here, okay? This coronavirus was engineered as a weapon against humanity. That was the whole origin of it. Why do you think the Peabody Institute, funded by Bill and Melinda Gates, has a patent on something that's almost exactly the same? They already have the patent, they engineered it, and then they have the vaccine. It's already done. And then, oops, it gets released in Wuhan, China. Maybe that wasn't an accident. Maybe that was deliberate. I don't know yet. It still points to an accidental release as the most likely vector here, but it could have been deliberate. In any case, this is a weapon against humanity. And the globalists have long told themselves and each other that, in their view, they have to get rid of the stupid people. Because humanity is, in their view, 90% stupid. I'm not totally sure that they're wrong about that particular point, by the way. But just from their point of view, humanity is 90% stupid, and they got to get rid of the 90%. Because what they believe is that the future of the human race has to be a future of a very small population with, you know, less CO2 output. You know, the pollution factor is destroying the planet. And on some level, such as microplastics in the ocean and pesticide pollution and heavy metals pollution, I agree with that assessment. Carbon dioxide, though, is not a poison. They're wrong about that. But all the other pollutants are, in fact, quite real. So the globalists believe that they have to eliminate 90% of the population and then make sure that only the smart 10% survive to move humanity forward with a lot of automation, such as advanced robotics and AI systems and so on. This has been their belief for a long time. They see this pandemic as a global IQ test. They want to see mass death, and they are seeing it. It is happening. And so part of their plan to maximize the casualties, the number of dead bodies, is to tell you, oh, there is no pandemic. You're not dying. No one's sick. This is no worse than the flu. That's been their agenda here all along, the propaganda cover story. Meanwhile, we have been saying, no, this is bad. This could infect 60% of the world population. This could kill over 100 million people. This could dwarf the Spanish flu pandemic of 1918. And the media says, no, that's not possible. We have vaccines. And then you say, well, where are the vaccines? And they say, oh, they're 18 months away. So do the math. Even if the vaccine works, this thing could kill 100 million people in the next 18 months. And then after it burns through the population, they'll roll out the vaccine and they'll say, well, look, the numbers are falling. Yeah, all numbers fall eventually when it comes to a pandemic because it burns through the population. So they'll say the vaccine saved humanity. That's the narrative that's being set up here. They'll say it's too bad that we lost 15% of those who were infected, over 100 million people, but good thing we had this vaccine because it saved the world. And that's why we have to silence the anti-vaxxers. That's why they have to be censored and shut down because, boy, if it were left up to them, everybody would have gotten infected. We would all be dead by now. Vaccines saved the world. That's the narrative that they are preparing to push while behind the scenes, they are celebrating the mass deaths. In fact, what they're really going to say is 100 million is not enough. They got to kill 6 billion people to achieve their goals. And so I would expect to see some new bioweapons released in the next year or so, which they will say are mutations. Mutations of the coronavirus. That's what they will say. And in reality, there's two things going on. The virus is mutating, but they're also probably releasing new engineered versions of that virus. So, you know, the bioweapon version 2, version 3, version 4, and these may have a much higher mortality rate, but they can always blame Mother Nature because they can say, oh, this originally came from bats and snakes and monkeys or whatever. And that's the narrative. Never blame the globalists who engineered these weapons. Always blame Mother Nature and show Big Pharma's vaccines as being the savior of humanity. You see, this is how it's all being positioned. You're not supposed to believe in nature. You're not supposed to believe in God. You're supposed to worship the vaccine state. You're supposed to take every shot that you're told to take, pop every pharmaceutical that you're told to pop, and censor the anti-vaxxers and anyone who promotes natural medicine. They're dangerous in a pandemic, will be the agenda, while they are tweaking the virus and rolling out new improved weapons on a regular basis to keep the killing going, because that's what they want, to keep the killing going. That's the agenda. And now you know the truth about what's behind all of it. You want to learn more truth? Read my website, which has been labeled fake news by the lying establishment. And that's how you know it's real news, because if I were working for the globalists, they would let me speak and they wouldn't censor me. In fact, being censored everywhere is all the credibility that I need. It's proof that my message is pro-human. It's proof that I'm a danger to the plans of the globalists who are pushing for depopulation. I help teach humanity how to survive, how to resist, how to think for themselves. And that's a danger to the global agenda. That's why you can trust my information, because I will never sell out humanity. I will never compromise with the eugenicists and the Holocaust pushers of modern, you know, modern Holocaust is what they want, mass death. I will never sell out humanity to work with the globalists. So keep reading my website, naturalnews.com, and you can hear my podcast and watch my videos at brighteon.com. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, your pro-human guide for navigating the universe. Thanks for listening.
When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware, and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger store, we do extensive laboratory testing using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited. It's inspected, it's audited. It's a two-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science. I'm a published science author as well and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified organic lab-tested, what's called Ranger Bucket collection of storable foods with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on. It's a fantastic product. We can barely keep it in stock even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. In fact, go to that URL, healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike, and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine, colloidal silver products and gel first aid products, storable foods, superfoods, medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant, to be safe, to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, do it with us at the Health Ranger store so that you know you're getting safe, clean, laboratory-verified preparedness foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support.